Good morning.
We're continuing Chayodom, Klal Chafalev, Simen Yud Beis. And I promise you we will go further in the Chayodom. But one last point. Someone once asked me to clarify for him, why do we find sometimes there seems to be two pashto on top of a word? So in Kriyishma, for example, in the second paragraph, we have on the word B'shivtecha b'veisecha, there are two pashtos there. There's one all the way at the end of the word, which is where you expect to find a pashto, and there's one on this on the letter beforehand. So what's that about? So the answer is that really the correct pronunciation is, the question he wanted to know was, where do you pronounce it? Do you pronounce both of them? And that's quite difficult. So he says, no, the correct answer is you pronounce it on the second to last syllable. This is the word which is going to be mel'el. It's not pronounced on the last syllable. So what's that pashto at the end about? The answer is, as we mentioned before, that there's a kadma which is placed earlier in the word. So I just have the pashto written on top of the tuf, which means that it's supposed to be pronounced mil'el, you would think by mistake that it's a kadma. So I put a pashto all the way at the end of the word to show that this is a pashto, and I put a second pashto earlier in the world to tell you where to pronounce it. But that's not a kadma, that is a pashto. And that from the context of the pasuk, that would be fairly obvious that B'shivtecha b'veisecha is not connected. There's a pause, because that's its own thought. It's not there as a mashares, as serving the words of B'lechtecha v'aderech. So it's its own freestanding thought. Okay, let's continue the Chayotim. So the Chayotim says that we have to pause properly in the phrase which you find in the first paragraph, and you find in the second paragraph, the first pasuk, so the word hayom could mean that I would like you to put the word hayom alav avecha, today you should put it on your heart, tomorrow don't worry about it, just for today. Or it could mean the words which I'm commanding you today, comma, should be alav avecha, should be on your heart. The words which I'm going to be mitzvah eschem hayom, that I'm commanding you these words today, and you should listen to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not you should love HaKadosh Baruch Hu today, but not tomorrow, Chas V'Shalom. And not that you should only put these words in your heart today and not tomorrow, but rather it should be that I'm commanding you today, but you're going to have it on your heart all the time. We don't want you to mean that only today you have to love, today you have to put in your heart. The word Hashem Nishba at the end of the second paragraph, Hashem, Pir Shlo Yenira, the Kehei, should be the version that the Bershom captured, but it should be the Bershom swore. The Zion in the word Tizkeru should be stressed. It should be clear that it's a Zion. Shloyia near Kishin. Excuse me, Kisin Tizkeru. It should sound like an S sound. Zion shall uzchartem. It should be not uzchartem, not that you get reward, but you remember. V'yadgish shayud shall Yisrael. Yisrael shall ye near Israel. We don't want you to lose those letters. We offer ben v'chora and af. You have to give a separation between the word the chora and the word af, because it will sound like kraf. If you don't pause over there slightly, it becomes one word, which is incorrect. Or a word which the beginning of its beginning letter is the same letter as the previous word's last letter, because that would tend to slur into one letter. Kegoin b'chol levovecha. B'chol levovecha, it should be b'chol levovecha. Al levovecha. B'chol levavechem. So these lamids, the first word ends with a lamid, the second word begins with a lamid, and you could tend to slur that into one word, which would be incorrect. Alavavachem, Esev Besodacha, Vavatem, Mehera. It ends with a mem and begins with a mem, Hakanof, Pesil, Eskem, Me'eretz. Now, Vehem Shishim of Sakash of Kriyashma, Shaniska, Bekama Makarmis, Kisavre Tema Shal Elo, Oil, Bemisker Cotton Samach, Lopisoid, Lamadavka Misper Cotton. So the Zohar refers to this as the 60 pauses in Shema. There's not 60 pauses in Shema, so he says if you calculate based on a certain type of gematria, it adds up to the number 60. Why do we do that? That's a Kabbalistic point. We don't want you to slur together words which end with the one word ends with a mem and the next word ends with an begins with an aleph, because that could tend to slur together as well. And he gives us examples of that. Not but moisom, which means their death, we don't have that concern. It's not going to sound like dying. Now, so all of these you have to be careful about, that you give a pause over there. Okay, we'll leave the last thought that he has over here, Bezer, for tomorrow.